Welcome to the Master Builders Podcast, the podcast by Master Builders for Master Builders. As builders, we run businesses that build things. This is what we dedicate our professional lives to. But something comes around every year that we all need to stay on top of. Something so important to our industry, we will be covering this topic in a two-part series starting today. And that thing is paying tax. Our guests will take you through the world of tax, the deadlines, record keeping, latest updates, deductions, where to get further support, and a wealth of technical advice. Our special guest today appears regularly on live morning breakfast television in Australia, including ABC News Breakfast, Sky News, Sunrise, Weekend Sunrise, The Today Show, and Today Extra to talk tax. His name is Tim Lowe, and he is endorsed by the Tax Commissioner, Chris Johnson, as the ATO's spokesperson for tax time. He also regularly provides tax commentary for various print and digital media outlets, including the Australian Financial Review. Prior to joining the ATO, Tim worked at one of the world's largest mining companies, two international law firms, and a Big Four accounting firm. Tim holds a Master's of Law, a Bachelor of Laws, and Bachelor of Commerce. Tim is a chartered tax advisor. Thank you for joining us and committing some time to speaking to us about tax.
My pleasure, and thanks for the opportunity for having us.
I'm just going to jump straight in. Yeah. So what are the key reporting obligations for business owners and sole traders in relation to tax?
Yeah, good question. Look, there's a couple of things people need to know. Like, first of all, if you're a business owner or sole trader, you need to lodge a tax return. And that's it, even if your business didn't earn any income in the last financial year. Now, to lodge a tax return, you can lodge online through a free platform, which is called MyTax, or you can do so also through a registered tax agent if you don't want to do it yourself. Now, secondly, when you do lodge your tax return, you need to report all your business income as well as any other income that you've earned during the year. So things like salary and wages, dividends, rental income, if you had an investment property, and then also claim any deductions you're entitled to. Now, once your tax return is lodged, we do all the work for you pretty much. All you need to do is put all that information in. Some of it we'll pre-fill on your behalf. And we work out the amount of tax that you may owe to us, or you might be entitled to a refund. And if you do hire workers, you might also have additional tax and super obligations that you need to meet. So the best thing to do is, if you are employing people or hiring workers, is to visit our website, which is ato.gov.au/employers, to find out more.
You're listening to the Master Builders Podcast, by Master Builders, for Master Builders. So in my head, I've just pictured, you know, millions of people in visors with calculators, you know, going through my receipts and figuring out what my tax is. Is that how that works?
Yeah, when it comes to tax returns, right, you know, it's all about records, right? So if you've got those really good records, you can either do it yourself through that free platform, or you can, you know, get a registered tax agent to help you. So it depends on what tickles your fancy, really. If it's something that you don't really want to do, I would suggest handballing it to a tax agent. But it's actually not that difficult these days. We do a lot of the work for you. And on the ATO website, there's actually heaps of information and step-by-step information on how to lodge your tax return. So it's really easy.
What are the key lodgement deadlines for tax time?
Yeah, look, if you're an individual sole trader, trust, beneficiary or partnership, and you're preparing your own tax return, you need to lodge your tax return by the 31st of October this year. So that's typically the deadline if you're lodging your tax return yourself. Now, if you lodge through a registered tax agent, you're going to have more time to get your tax return in. The only thing to remember there is to make sure that you're on their books by the 31st of October. So that's a really important message to remember if you are using a registered tax agent. Now, if you operate your business as a company and lodge the company tax return yourself, you need to check the due date. But typically speaking, the lodgement and payment dates for small companies is 28th of February of the following year. So if you, for this year's tax return, That'll be for 28th of February of next year. Now, if you have any prior year tax returns that you haven't lodged, that due date will be the 31st of October this year. So it's really important to make sure your lodgements are up to date. Now, the other thing to kind of keep in mind for your listeners there is, you know, it's important to lodge your tax return on time, even if you can't pay. We always say to people, don't bury your head in the sand. It's really important that you show us that you're aware of your tax obligations and you are doing your best to meet them. And it also helps us to understand your situation and offer, you know, tailored support such as payment plans. So it's just something for your listeners to remember that, you know, we're here to help at the ATO. But one tip I'll give you, though, is don't lodge too early. You know, this isn't the 100-meter sprint at the Olympic Games. You know, tax time starts on the 1st of July, but the best time to lodge is at the end of July, where most of your income from employers, banks, health funds and government agencies is pre-filled into your tax return, which makes it really easy and simple to get your tax return done. Now, all you need to do is check the information is correct and add anything that's missing, such as work-related deductions, and then you're done. The other thing to remember is if you're an employee, you also need to make sure that your income statement has been marked as tax ready. And you can do this by checking on ATO online services through MyGov, or you can download the ATO app from the App Store. So it's a really good app where you can also check out your super balance as well.
You're listening to the Master Builders podcast, by Master Builders, for Master Builders. So I guess I'm taking away from that there's some important dates that we should try and keep our heads around, but also it's important to keep in contact with you guys, even if you can't pay, keep talking to the tax office. You guys are happy to have arrangements, but you can't make an arrangement if no one talks to you.
If you don't communicate with us, we don't know, right? So yep. Like I said, we're here to help at the ATO, and you know we want people to kind of get it right. So like I said, it's really important just to keep the lines of communication open, and we've got plenty of people here, you know, willing to have a chat and help you out.
Yeah, awesome. That's a really good one for us to know. So I guess one of the big questions is, you know, what's the best way to prepare for tax time?
Yeah, that's a really good question. Look, obviously a lot of things are done online these days, but there are a few things that you can do to really prepare for tax time. And the first thing is to make sure you've got a MyGov account that's linked to the ATO so you can access online services. This allows you to find your income statement, lodge your tax return, as I mentioned before, track the status of your tax return, and also view your notice of assessment after you've lodged your tax return. So that tells you basically a summary of what's happened with your tax return. Now, it's really quick and easy to do. And if you need some help, check out ato.gov.au/MyGov. The second most important thing to do is also to make sure that your details are up to date. So things like your bank account is really important. You want to make sure that they're going to your bank account and not someone else's. And it also delays any potential refunds if you don't have the right bank account details. So, you know, make sure you've got those details right. Now, one of the most important things, whether you're lodging online with MyTax or lodging through a registered tax agent, is to make sure you have your records in order. So, you know, at the Olympics, we want records to be broken, but at the ATO, we want records to be kept. So it's really important you've got those in order. And that's going to help maximize your tax return as well. So make sure you include records of all your income, including cash payments, proof of any expenses that you've incurred, so that you can claim all your work-related deductions. And if you get your records right the first time, it's going to help get your tax return right the first time as well. Now, if you're a business or sole trader, make sure you've got records to explain all your business transactions, whether they're in writing or, you know, saved electronically. You know, our advice is always to keep it digitally. And also keep in mind that these records need to be kept for at least 5 years, sometimes even longer. So with the right digital tools, they can help you meet your tax obligations and make it really easy for you to keep track of your records, business transactions, and make it really simple to engage with us when it's convenient for you. Now, if you're a sole trader, we've got the My Deductions tool in the ATO app, as I mentioned before. That can capture your expenses as they arise. All you need to do is take a photo in the app, and we've got that record there come tax time. And when you've got when it's time to lodge your tax return, you know, at the end of July or early August, if you've got simple affairs, You can use that information to lodge your own tax return, or you can actually send that information if you're using a registered tax agent as well. And really, the final thing I was going to say is, and one of the most important things that's come around over the last kind of 12 to 18 months is to be really aware of scams. Now, we've seen a lot of scams, whether they're email scams, phone calls, text messages, you know, pretending to be from the ATO. Our advice is if your gut's saying that it's probably not the ATO and it's a scammer, don't engage with it. If it's a phone call, just hang up. And the best thing to do is just call us on our dedicated scam hotline, which is 1-800-008-540. And the other thing, and the final point I probably want to raise is this: never share your MyGov details with anyone. We've seen so many people get scammed recently. It's really important that people make sure that they keep those details safe. Keep it as safe as your bank account details. You want to give that to a stranger, so don't give your MyGov details to a stranger.
So if someone calls you up and says, "Oh, I just need you to confirm your MyGov details," that should be a big red flag, right?
Yep, that's exactly right. That's a big red flag. And what would we say? As I said before, ring us on our dedicated scam hotline. You can find out whether that was a genuine call from the ATO.
You said something there that's kind of stood out, and it was about record keeping for at least 5 years, and some even longer. What kind of things would you need to keep longer, and is there a reason why?
Yeah, that's a really good question. Now, it depends on the situation, but for example, if you've got, say, losses that you've incurred during a particular income year that you need to carry forward to a later income year, we're going to need evidence to show how those losses were incurred. So that's one example of where we might want it for. So let's say you incurred a loss in year one, and then, you know, you earn a little bit of income, and in year seven, you need to offset those losses that you incurred in year one. That's an example where we would need that evidence from year one to show that you incurred that loss and therefore claim the loss in that year seven against your business income that you've earned.
Awesome. You're listening to the Master Builders Podcast, by Master Builders, for Master Builders. Has there been any key changes since the last financial year?
Look, there have been a few changes for the 2022-23 financial year for both individuals and small businesses. Firstly, the cents per kilometre rate for calculating car expenses has increased to 78 cents per kilometre, and it was previously 72 cents per kilometre. Now, you can only use this method if you're an individual or sole trader or in a partnership where at least one partner is an individual. The method is based on a set rate for each kilometre travelled for business or work and allows you to claim a maximum of 5,000 business or work-related kilometres per car. Now, keep in mind that the 78 cents per kilometre rate covers all your car's running expenses, including rego, fuel, servicing, insurance, and decline in value. So you can't claim these costs separately. Now, everyone knows you can't double dip your chip, and the same goes with your car expenses as well. So make sure you don't do that. For business owners, the car limit has also increased. It's now $64,741 for the 2022-23 income year. Now, for those who aren't familiar, the car limit is the limit on the cost you can use to work out the decline in value of any passenger vehicles that are designed to carry a load of less than one ton and fewer than 9 passengers. It doesn't include motorcycles or similar vehicles. Now, another big change that is coming for this tax time is the way you calculate your working from home expenses. So if you are an employee and you are required to do some work from home, say a supervisor who's preparing who's responsible for preparing site plans or issuing quotes, or you operate some or all of your business from home, you may be able to claim additional running expenses you incur. Now, to claim a work from home deduction for the 2022-23 income year, you'll need to use either the revised fixed rate method, which has been updated this year, or the actual cost method. Now, I might talk a little bit more about the revised fixed rate method because that's changed from last year. And the biggest change is this, or there's two big changes coming out of them. So the first is the rate has increased from 52 cents per hour to 67 cents per hour. So that's a 28% increase in the rate. And the second thing that's changed is you're no longer required to have a dedicated home office space. So you could be working on the kitchen bench, the dining table, or the couch, and can still access this particular method. Now, in terms of the method itself, all you need to do is work out the number of hours you work from home, multiply that by 67 cents per hour, and that's effectively your deduction for all your working from home expenses. So that covers all your things like electricity, gas, stationery, computer consumables, phone usage, and internet usage. All these kind of deductions that are really difficult to apportion for that private and work component, we've made it really easy by putting it in this particular method. Now, on top of that deduction, you can also claim, in addition to that, any deduction, any cost for any purchase that you've made in relation to any home office equipment or technological items like your iPads or your laptops. So the way you claim those is you claim as a decline in value deduction. So it's not an outright deduction unless it's less than $300. But if you are incurring those expenses, you've got a portion for the work-related component and the private component. But if you want to find out more, go to our ATO website to find out more information.
You're listening to the Master Builders Podcast, by Master Builders, for Master Builders. That's super handy, because I imagine, and now there's just so many people doing work from home. You know, that's been a real COVID cultural shift. So it's very cool to see how those things have kind of shifted, even within the cogs of government. So really interesting.
Yeah, so look, it's a really easy and simple method. Well, I've mentioned the revised fixed rate method. We've also got the actual cost method. It's a lot more complicated, that method. But regardless, if you want to check out those particular methods, go to our website. We've also got some comparison calculators that can help you work out what gives you the best result. Just make sure you've got great records.
Yeah, awesome.
Anything that can help people, I'm more than happy to do.
Hey, Tim, what are some of the types of deductions a business can claim?
Yeah, look, you can generally claim a tax deduction for most of your business running costs. How it's really important that you only claim what you're entitled to. Now, there's some three golden rules when it comes to claiming. The first is that the expense must have been for your business and not for private use. Number two is that if the expense is for a mix of business and private use, you can only claim the portion that's used for your business. And thirdly, I'm going to sound like a broken record, but you must have records to prove the expense and show how you worked out the business portion of the expense. Now, as for the deductions you can claim as a business, these include your day-to-day operating expenses in the year that you've paid for them. So the things like, you know, your office stationery, the wages that you paid to your workers, protective clothing such as your high-vis vests and steel cap boots, those kind of expenses are going to be deductible. But it doesn't include things like your meat pie or the sausage roll. Like those things you just can't claim. You can also claim capital expenses such as machinery and equipment. They can be depreciated over the term of the asset's life. Or alternatively, you can also claim them as an immediate deduction through the special temporary full expensing measures which are available until the 30th of June 2023.
So I shouldn't claim fuel for my jet ski or my jet ski. Is that what you're telling me?
That's exactly right. No, that's not deductible.
What advice would you give to people who may have an amount owing to the tax office at this point in time?
Yeah, look, if you can't pay in full, in most cases, you'll be able to actually set up your own payment plan online by yourself. So we've got self-service payment plan option, which is available for any debts up to $100,000. So if you're in that situation, you can just go online and set up a payment plan that works for you. Obviously, if you've got more, you know, reach out and have a chat with us. But it's really important just to keep your lodgements up to date, even if you can't pay immediately. As you said before, right, you've got to have those lines of communications for us to know what's going on, right? So it's really important that you lodge in time, and that means you understand your net tax position, which means that we'll be able to help figure out the right, you know, tailored solution for your particular circumstances. We're here to help. So if you need any extra support or assistance, we can work with you, but we can also work with your registered tax agent or BAS agent to help you get back on track and help manage your obligations. So if you need help, don't delay. Give us a buzz, and we can discuss your options. Or we can also visit our website, which is www.ato.gov.au/cartlodge or pay.
Do not stick your head in the sand. Talk to the tax office.
That is right.
Yep, makes perfect sense. Where can employees, business owners, sole traders in the building and construction industry find more information if they're looking for it?
Yeah, look, we've done a lot of work in this space, right? And our website actually has a lot of information for you to your listeners to check out. First, we have our tailored occupation guide for the building and construction industry. This guide is designed to help employees work out which deductions they can and claim at tax time. Now, to find out more information there, go to ato.gov.au/building construction. Another great resource that we have that's written in really simple English is our tradies page. So we've covered a lot of the common deductions for the industry. We'll break it down from both employees, and business owners. So, you know, to visit that page, it's really simple to remember, ato.gov.au/tradies. And finally, if you're a business owner, you know, we've got this thing called the Small Business Newsroom on the ATO website. It's free and it gives you access to our newsletter, education resources, any updates to tax, super and registry services. So it's a really handy place if you run a small business. It's kind of an all-in-one newsroom, which gives you a ton of information that's really going to help running your business in terms of your tax affairs.
Look, my head is full of tax information, Tim. Thank you so much for talking to us and disseminating some of the complexities, encouraging us to communicate and giving us some key dates. Thanks for your time.
Thanks so much for having me. Really appreciate it. And as I said before, if you need any information, check out our website. There's some really easy to read information there that can really help you if you're lodging your tax return, or keep you educated if you're having a chat with your registered tax agent or BAS agent. Thanks for having me.
Thanks, Tim.
You're listening to the Master Builders Podcast, by Master Builders, for Master Builders.
What a great way to kick off our two-part series on taxation. This has made me realise, firstly, just how much great work the Australian Taxation Office does to communicate and educate on such an important topic. I've had my questions answered by Tim, and I'll bet you've had your questions answered as well. One of the big takeaways for me from this conversation is always reach out and seek support and advice on your circumstances. As Tim said, advice is just a click, swipe, or a phone call away. Don't put your head in the sand. Make sure that if you have something you need to talk to the tax office about, that you keep in contact with them. We're going to continue our conversation on tax in the next episode with Aaron Froud from Bell Chambers Barrett. Aaron is a partner with Bell Chambers Barrett and tells us that paying your tax is a good thing. It shows you're making money and running a successful business. We're going to take a deep dive into tax and running a successful business with Aaron in our next episode of the Master Builders Podcast. Thanks for listening. I'm Max Rafferty. Until next time, stay safe.